If you've ever wished you could get the scoop on your landlord before signing a lease, I think we've all been in that situation before. I've had good landlords, and I've had ones where I've had to do a little, negotiating here and there to try to get out of the lease because we just didn't see eye to eye,
right. Let's
say. But I think, you know, overall, I think a lot of landlords get a bad name, but let's talk a little bit about this because today could be your lucky day. A guy named Drew Minns has created Good Neighbor to disassemble the power imbalance between tenants and their landlords in Toronto's renting scene. It's a free website. It was launched just last month, and it allows tenants to review their buildings and landlords, and Drew joins us to talk about it. Nice to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So did this idea come from a specific incident? Because I can only assume that you've lived sort of some of the things that people are talking about on your website.
Yeah, there was a very specific incident, actually. Back in about 2014, I was the unlucky recipient of getting my bike caught in streetcar tracks and broke my arm. So I spent the day at the hospital, and then coming back to our place, I lived with my then partner at the time, my wife. We lived in a place on Roncesvalles, and I was getting all settled to go to bed, and we got a knock on the door, and it was our neighbor and said, "Hey, do you smell gas?" And, you know, things, you know, happen. We all go outside. The fire department comes. They smash the door to the restaurant downstairs to let the gas out. And we're sitting outside till about 4 o'clock in the morning at this time. Mind you, broke my arm that day, so adrenaline's kind of leaving my body at that time. But they had said to me at the time, it's like, oh, this has happened before. Like, this is something that has happened many, many times before.
And at that location?
At that location.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it really occurred to me that, you know, as people that are renting, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, you don't really get to like kind of dig into the details of it. You kind of have to like rush to kind of beat others to live in that location. And sometimes those like little gritty details kind of get left in the sales pitch.
So how does it work exactly? Do you just, do people just post their own information and try to figure it out, or take us through the steps on Good Neighbor?
Yeah, so there's kind of two things you can put on there. So initially, the whole idea was to, you know, rate a unit, because in a really funny way of events, that same unit that my wife and I moved out of, a friend moved into, unbeknownst to us, about 2 months later. So it was like, oh, I wish I could have told somebody. So you can post information about the unit you lived in. That may be useful as well to say, like, this is how much the hydro cost during that time, the gas, the electricity, is there parking available, for example. Because sometimes that information isn't really known, right? You may move in, get your first hydro bill. And then subsequently, if you had an experience with a landlord or like property management company, you're also able to review them. Eventually, there actually is the ability to tie a property manager to a property, and vice versa. And the whole idea is that this will scale together. So, if a lot of people add a, you know, reviews to units within a certain address, it'll start creating the building, and then you can then review the building. And the whole idea is that it's just about to scale outwards.
It's interesting, Ryan, because previous to this conversation, the only website that I knew of, and we talked about it on the show before, was housecreep.com, which I've actually used, where if you're going to look at a rental listing, you key in the address and it tells you if a major crime has ever happened there.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, my wife and I actually went and looked at a listing before we got the place that we're in right now. You'll get a kick out of this, Drew. And we left the place, and I said, "What do you think?" She's like, "I don't think that's for us." I'm like, "Yeah, it's a murder house." She's like, "Why did you not tell me that?" I'm like, "Well, if you loved it, I didn't want to be that guy."
It's got character.
It's got character. And you know what? I think Drew, that most people hear of a thing like this, and you know, I am a tenant. I have owned, so I really I've rented to people, so I get it. Man, I get it from all the sides. And I think when people look at this at first blush, is that this is just going to be a bitching website, but it's also an opportunity for people that are really good landlords. And Ryan and I have this conversation all the time. Ryan, you're fond of saying, you know, the landlord isn't always the person with the twirly mustache that's a slumlord. It's usually people that need an extra income or people that are a little bit older. So it's also an opportunity, Drew, to point out when people are doing it right.
That's exactly it. You know, I have many friends that, they supplement their mortgage by renting, and they're good at heart. And, you know, of course, they don't have these, you know, they definitely don't have ill intentions. And I think most people don't. And if you look at the majority of reviews on there, many people it's so interesting. Like, they have built great relationships with their landlords in the past. And so they're almost like helping them out in a way. It's almost like if you were subletting, like you want to help that person out to say, move in here, you'll be treated well. And I mean, that's what we've tried to do with a lot of the messaging as well. And just the overall design of it is try to keep that positive vibe with it. I think it's going to be hard, of course, like people will complain.
All right, let me ask you then, do you see more bad landlords reviews, or do you see more good landlord reviews based on what people have put in?
So far, it's about 50-50.
Okay.
I think it's hard to categorize them as bad. It's more so just kind of like a, hey, heads up. Like, you may have a bit of thicker skin than I may have. But it's more so just like, hey, this corner of the building leaks, for example, but the landlord could be very nice. So it's just all those little other things that you never really consider when you kind of view like a listing on a website, View It or any of those other tools, is that unless you're actually in that space, unless you've actually experienced it, you don't really understand what the neighborhood could even be like or what happens. Maybe the streetcar is too loud. That's just that experience that you
get. So what's your dream for the website? How big could it possibly get? What would you like to see happen?
Oh, man. Great question. I don't know if it's necessarily about scale for me. I really just kind of built this thing because I have the skills and I saw a problem to be solved. And I'm kind of hoping, I'm working with a team of people as well where we're working to kind of listen to the community, listen to what they need, and address it as such. So maybe that integrates even with like some BIAs from different neighborhoods or even like larger community groups as well.
Drew, where do people mm-hmm. find it?
Yeah, so you can find it at usegoodneighbor.com. So that is usegoodnbr.com. Unfortunately, all the good domains were taken.
That's okay. It's a good one. I like it. Drew, thanks for taking the time and explaining
it to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it, man.
Drew Minns, the website is Good Neighbor. I think it's a good idea. As long as it's 50-50 and everybody gets a good shake on it, no problem there.